twitter.com/WPGU1071.
That was Wait a Minute by Willow. And I was actually introduced to that song because my co-host, who is sadly not here today, introduced it to me and said, it's just me, Maddie, to host Writer's Block for the next hour. So if you're new to Writer's Block, hey, thanks for joining me. We're the show that likes to talk about the WPGU website, WPGU.com. So please go check it out if you aren't already there. We have album reviews, playlists, Canopy Club series, single reviews. I think we have videos now, which is super cool. So yeah, please go check it out. And also our show is now archived on the website. We have like our own little tab. It's very exciting. So you can listen to our past shows if you miss us on air. And then we are here every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. So you should definitely tune in on Thursday to hear Writer's Block in its full force. Actually, I felt like this episode was a little bit lacking in female energy because Maggie isn't here today. So every song you're going to hear today is from a female, either from a female bass band or a female led band. But yeah, I wanted to do that since Maggie isn't here. So to kick off this girl powered episode of Writer's Block, I have a song from the group called Screaming Females, which I feel like is very fitting to hit this off. So I have the song I'll Make You Sorry by the Screaming Females. Thanks for listening to Writer's Block here on WPGU 107.1.
I'll make you sorry. I'll make you sorry.
Champaign's alternative, WPGU 107.1. This is Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
That That was No Face by Hallie Hendricks. I don't know why I gave myself such a hard name to say. But anyway, I wanted to play that song because it's featured on a new playlist that was actually just posted to the website. It's called Midwest Spring Part 2. I should have said that more clearly because I actually made the playlist. Basically, the playlist is all about how unpredictable the weather here is in the spring. If you're walking around campus today, it was snowing, which is just fabulous. So basically, I made two different parts to this playlist. The first part is all of my lingering winter tunes, and then the second part, which will come out next week, is my like heading into the warmer weather. But anyway, most of the songs on this part one are pretty sad because that's just what I listen to in the winter. So anyway, continuing with this theme, welcome back to Writer's Block. We're missing a very important part of the show today. My better half, Maggie, is out, so it's just me, Maddie, here to spin the disc for the next hour. If you're new to Writer's Block, thanks for joining. We like to talk about the WPGU website, WPGU.com. So go check it out if you aren't already there. And speaking of the website, back in the fall, one of the web writers here reviewed a Beach Bunny EP. The name of the EP is Prom Queen. And because of the review, I actually checked out the band, and wow, for being such a new band, I think they're all like in their early 20s. They're really, really good, and the group has totally stuck with me. Their lyrics are just very relatable. I think the song Adulting is my favorite. I made another playlist and put that on there. But anyway, if I haven't convinced you to go check out the website yet, please, you know, do. And if I haven't convinced you of how great it is, then just stick around because I have the song Painkiller by Beach Bunny off of their EP Prom Queen. So thanks for listening to WPGU 107.1.
Thank you. Sunroofs and cars are nice, but the roof of a building is better. To help you find that roof, the Daily Illini's housing page is now live. Looking for housing for next semester or for the upcoming school year? The DI's housing page has all the apartments you could ever dream of. Head to housing.dailyillini.com to start and end your housing hunt. Find your next home with the Daily Illini, your number one source for housing on campus.
Hey Glenda, I didn't know you were taking this class. I haven't seen you since last semester. What is different about you?
Dude, life has been great since I've moved to One Illinois. I got a $500 gift card for signing a lease, and they let me move in right away. Not only does One Illinois have multiple gyms, there's an indoor pool, tennis, basketball, and volleyball courts. And if I want a break from riding the bus, there are two zip cards by the clubhouse I can use. And let me tell you about their clubhouse. They are always throwing pizza parties. And don't get me started on their Taco Tuesdays. It's life-changing. Actually, come check it out after class. It's on the Illini 22 bus line, and a bus stops every 10 minutes. I need to go walk my dog and have lunch.
You have a dog?
Yes, they allow pets and have several grassy courtyards and convenient disposing stations around the property.
Let's go. Just make sure you wash your hands before you eat.
One Illinois. Find us at one-illinois.com or check us out on Instagram, Live One Illinois.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Boy lost in a little world that he died.
WPGU 107.1.
That was You Seem So Happy by The Japanese House. It's actually off of her brand new album. It dropped on Friday. It's called Good at Falling, and it's actually her first full-length LP, and wow, it's actually incredible. I had a hard time picking out which song I wanted to play off of the album, because I've actually been a big fan of hers since my co-host, who is sadly not with us today, introduced her to me. But we'll definitely be talking more about the new album this Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., when Maggie, my co-host, is able to join me. But until then, it's just me, Maddie, here to host Writer's Block. So if you're new to Writer's Block, thanks for joining. We're the show that likes to talk about the WPGU website, WPGU.com, so please go check it out. We have album reviews, playlists, Canopy Club series, so much good stuff. We have a new playlist that I just posted, so not to brag, but the website is really great. And also, we've got a tab now for our show, so you were able to listen to my voice even when we're not on air. So you should definitely go check that out. And then besides talking about our love of the website, we also like to talk about new music and new music news. And then we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. So sticking with the theme of new music and new music from female artists, because at the beginning of the show, I talked about how, because Maggie isn't here, I felt like the girl power was lacking at Writer's Block. So all of the songs that you're going to hear for the next half an hour are from a female group, including the song that you're hearing right now in the background. It's from the band Chromatics. But anyway, I have a new song. Of course I do. That's what we do on Writer's Block. We talk about new music. And it's from the new Hand Habits album. So Meg Duffy is the woman behind Hand Habits, and her new album is called Placeholder. And then I've got the track Can't Calm Down for you. So thanks for listening to Writer's Block here on WPGU 107.1.
So take me back outside.
Champaign's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Need another class to graduate on time? Need a specific general education requirement? Check out midterm classes at Parkland College. Get full college credit in just 8 weeks. Choose from biology, business, communication, history, music, political science, theater appreciation, and more. Many online sections still available. Or come to campus where parking is always free. Midterm classes at Parkland College start March 11th. Enroll by March 10th at parkland.edu.
Take it away on WPGU 107.1. Hang out with us as we talk about
brand new technology,
current local events,
existential dread,
end of the world scenarios,
and what the heck is plogging?
Take it away, the only talk show for anything and everything.
Every Monday through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m., catch us on WPGU 107.1.
Taxi! Follow that station!
Follow us on Twitter
at WPGU 107.1.
That was Machinist by Japanese Breakfast. She's an artist that frequents Writer's Block because, well, she's amazing and she's one of my favorite artists. It was actually announced last week that she's coming out with a memoir called Crying in H Mart. And it's supposed to be all about her mom, who passed away. A lot of her music is actually about her mom. And honestly, I've cried to her music before, so I can't wait to be crying while reading her memoir. But anyway, I wanted to play that song by her because here at Writer's Block, we like to talk about the WPG website, WPG.com, new music and new music news. And normally it's me, Maddie, and my co-host, Maggie. Names are very similar. We confuse people all the time. But we run this shindig every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. But sadly, if you haven't noticed, Maggie isn't here today. So in her absence, I decided to make this episode of Writer's Block entirely female-based. So every song you're going to hear for the next 15 minutes is from a female-based group. Even the song in the background right now is a Chromatic song, which is a female-led group. So I want to play one of my favorite female artists, Japanese Breakfast, due to the news about her memoir and also because I want to talk about Pitchfork Music Festival for a quick second. Pitchfork Music Festival takes place in Chicago every July, and I got to see Japanese Breakfast there. Her performance was my favorite of the weekend. I got to meet her in person afterwards, and she signed my vinyl, and I will take that to my grave. I love it so much. And she actually closed her set with the song I just played. And anyway, I'm suspecting that the 2019 headliners are going to be announced very soon because they're going to be raising the ticket prices. But I'm currently knee-deep in speculation of who's going to show up. Last Thursday, Maggie and I talked about who we think the headliners might be. But recently I've heard that there's one artist who has a very high chance of showing up, and they go by the name Hop Along. Their third LP, Bark Your Head Off Dog, was literally on repeat for me for all of December. So if I get to see them, I'll probably cry again. Apparently I'm very emotional. But I wanted you to get a taste of their fantastic tunes. So I have the song Prior Things by Hop Along up for you next. So thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1.
Yeah. This is Champagne's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Friends treat you.
That was City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett. She's also a favorite here at Writer's Block, especially after getting to see her at Pitchfork Music Festival this past July. But anyway, this brings us to the end of Writer's Block for today. So lots of new music came out this weekend, and there's a lot that I didn't get a chance to cover because I wanted to save it for when Maggie is here. So tune in this Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., to hear Maggie and I go over, well, basically everything I missed in this episode, and we'll definitely be talking about the Japanese House album again because we've had very long text conversations about it. But anyway, go check out the website to re-listen to this episode. It will be uploaded very soon. But until then, thanks for tuning in. Whether it's new or old, we review it. So stay tuned for Can I Kick It at 8 p.m. But until then, here's a song by Always. Always? I don't know how to say it. Is it? It's two V's, so you say Always, right? But anyway, another one of my radio friends is a big fan of them, so I want to play a song for him. So here's Adult Diversion by Always. Thanks for listening to Writer's Block here on WPGU 107.1.